Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Junior, you are now tuned into the First Word, where we basically study the book of Proverbs and we go over each proverb that corresponds with the day that each Sunday falls on, so that, you know, as the men called in, that we can grow in knowledge and in wisdom with God. Since today is February 5th, we're going to be studying chapter 5 of Proverbs. And generally, I'll be reading the NIV version of Proverbs. So we'll start us off with a word of prayer, and then we're going to dive right into this thing. Dear and Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for keeping us, bringing us to another month and new year. Pray you just help us continue to keep doing your will and stay on the right path and help us grow in knowledge with you and wisdom. And I pray that you just continue to bless everybody online and continue to help them in their lives and move us in the right directions that you need us to be in. And Jesus, now I pray, God. So Proverbs 5. And what we're going to be studying today is a warning against adultery. So I'm going to start reading the first two verses here. It says, "My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge." I think this definitely talks about, you know, everything that you learned over the years and how they definitely, you know, once they're installed in you, they, you keep them with you, you know, certain things that you do all the times that your parents have shown you and the knowledge that they've instilled in you and that they've, they definitely gave to you, and along with other things that, you know, you just learn in your life, that that knowledge that you have, it's something that nobody can take away from you, but at the same time, that the way that you use it definitely will affect, you know, in different situations it can affect it differently. And like it says in the first, you know, section, it says, pay attention to my wisdom. I think that growing up as a man, a young man, that being wise in certain situations definitely is needed, especially in our day and age nowadays with so much going on in the world. You got to be wise in certain situations, know how to handle them, know how to deal with certain situations that you may get in that might not be the best situation or might not be the best outcome. But definitely persevering and keep going in the right path with that in mind, that, you know, the knowledge that we have and the wisdom that we have, that we definitely need to use it. I think if you have it and you don't use it, you know, they say that you lose it. So, you know, when you're not using it or when you don't think about certain things and you wind up doing stuff wrong, getting things wrong in your life, then you definitely come back to it and you're like, oh, man, I should have did it this way. I should have did it that way. But, you know, that helps too, but it's not as good as, you know, being there in this situation. You know, it's best to think about certain, think things through and be wise. Slow down and be wise. So I'm going to move on to the next couple verses right here. It says, for the lips of an adulterous woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she's bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. I think this, you know, also can pretty much, you know, segue off of the first two verses, how it says, you know, be wise. I think that, you know, it definitely tells you, you know, after saying, listen to my words of wisdom, that, you know, these are things that you got to watch out for, that, you know, nobody's out here looking for, at least no man, you know, the first man we see is physical. And, you know, then after physical, you listen to her, you hear what she says, and then, you know, after seeing that, you know, she might be, you know, she might talk sweet, she might talk smooth, and after, you know, she might actually throw it at you, but in the same sense, you know, tongue, that you got to watch out for those, because those aren't always the best situations to get into. There are women out here that actually, you know, are more aggressive than the man. So they definitely can throw it at you. And, you know, you might be like, oh, man, that's easy. Or, you know, that might be what you're looking for at the time. But it might not be the best thing for you. You know, says she's sharp as a double-edged sword means that she's going to hurt you. You know, if you mess with her, she can hurt you. She can get your mind off track. And might not be the best option that you have. But just because she looks good, just because she talks smooth, you know, you don't appeal to your physical senses first. But, you know, sometimes it's deeper than that. Looks like we got one call on the line. You got any comments?
Yeah, you definitely got to be careful. They say everything that glitters is not gold. And as men, you know, that initial physical attraction sometimes is a way that doesn't allow wisdom to sink in and, you know, observe the situation. I think a lot of times we gotta look, pause, and then observe the situation, because sometimes when you look and then respond right away, you're not looking at the whole situation. So when it comes down to females and meeting somebody new, just be careful of the look and the smooth talk. Take a step back, take a deep breath, and say, okay, you're looking good, you're talking it, you sounding good. But let me take a step back and evaluate the situation. And I think that's very, very powerful. The wisdom is to say, I know how a male responds, but because I know how a male responds, I'll take a step back, take a deep breath, evaluate it before I move forward. And I think that's wisdom. A lot of times you just have to say, hey, where is this going? Where do I want this to go? Not just a quick thing, not just an emotional thing, but am I looking for a long-term commitment? Am I looking for a long-term relationship? Or am I looking for the proper relationship? And if that's what I'm looking for, then I just need to step back and take inventory and not get caught up in the drama, not get caught up in the woo-woo of how she looks and what she's saying.
Amen. Thank you for that comment. It definitely gives great insight. And it leads to the next couple of verses where it talks about, you know, since her feet go down to death, her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her path wanders aimlessly, but she does not know it. I think that, you know, those verses definitely, tell it off of what you were saying, how, you know, her motives. I think that some motives, you know, once you get to the physical, some motives aren't there. Some motives aren't, you know, they might not be the same as yours, but, you know, that you guys might, you know, connect on one thing, but, you know, might not connect on several different other things. So you definitely got to take in consideration what they're there for. If you're getting into a relationship, why are you in a relationship? You know, what it's for. Certain things like that that really do matter going into it. If you don't go into a relationship level-headed, the right reasons, like you said, you know, take a step back and look at it, and it definitely won't, you know, work out in the end.
Yeah,
that's my take on those verses.
The word adulterous means that she's already involved in a relationship. So, in other words, she's trying to play, you know, and you gotta be careful of the drama that someone's is just trying to use you, because, you know, they're already in a relationship, and you have to be careful, whether young or old, if you get in a relationship with someone that's trying to use you. And they're already in a relationship, and, you know, they're off the bat, they're lying, because, you know, they're giving you all this play, but yet they're already, you know, have made a commitment to somebody else, but, you know, they're cheating on that person, and then they're lying to you. So, you know, a lot of drama gets caught up, a lot of people getting their feelings low and their emotions, but if somebody's already spoken for, someone's always in a relationship, you definitely got to step back and say, hey, you know, that's not fair to you, that's not fair to that person, it's not fair to me. And then you have to look at that person a little bit deeper and say, wait, you know, if they're going to cheat on that person with me, if I get in a relationship, you know, who's to say that they won't cheat on me? You know, if that's in their DNA, if that's in their makeup, and that's in their modus operandi, that, you know, they'll say one thing over here, then still have something over here on the side. You know, that's definitely something that you don't want to deal with. So you gotta keep that in your focus also.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely goes with verse 6, would say, you know, she doesn't give any thought to the way of life. You know, she might not care, but, you know, it might matter to you. And after, you know, that's very key in a relationship, of having, you know, that trust. And if, like you said, you know, she's cheating on somebody else, she definitely with you. But she, once she gets with you, you know, it's just the way it goes. It's crazy. Look like we got one more call on the line. You got any comments so far?
Good morning, everybody. I was just listening. I came in kind of late on the call, but so I'm just kind of catching up and reading over the different verses. But so far, you know, what all you guys are saying, you know, I'm definitely in agreement with, and it is out there. You know, I think nowadays people just don't have that communication, you know, just to sit down, everybody trying to rush into relationships or rush into things without just sitting down and having nice communications and talking and getting to really know a person before you even commit, you know. It's okay just to be friends before you even get into a quote-unquote committed relationship first. So I think that sometimes we as people, you know, we lost that. Everybody's just trying to jump into all these little relationships instead of just becoming friends first and then going on with that.
All right, most definitely. Moving on to the next couple verses here, it says, "Now there's my son, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house, lest you lose your honor to others and your dignity to one who is cruel. Let strangers feast on your wealth and your toil enrich the house of another." I think that right there, you know, definitely speaks about, you know, your standards and what you hold yourself to. It definitely talks about, you know, your wealth and, you know, your status. And then it also talks about another house. You know, you definitely don't, like you guys, like you were saying earlier, you know, mess up somebody else's relationship. You know, if you find out, you definitely need to let that go, whether or not, you know, it's good or not, or whether you really want to make it work. It's definitely a situation where you just don't even want to get into it. Because you're dealing with somebody else's house, then it's, you make yourself less honorable, like it says, you know. Your dignity, it hurts your, how can I put it? It basically hurts the way that they look at you, the way certain people look at you, hurts your character. You know, it might be somebody that you know, might be your man. So that, you know, you wind up cheating or talking to his girl, and after you, like, you know, you don't say nothing about it, but at the same time, you, like, lose your best friend because of some girl that decided to throw it at you, and he was like, "Oh, I don't know." And then, you know, he finds out, and you, rather than, you know, you going to tell him, you're like, "Hey, your girl not faithful," you know, rather than telling your man, you know, "I don't think that, you know, this is what she's been doing, da, 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 da." But at the same time, you know, it's up to you to be, have that courage, have that enough dignity in yourself to show that, you know, that I'm not going to do this, you know, it's not the best thing for me, you know. That path, you know, it says don't even mess with her. It says don't even go to her door, you know. You're already walking into a situation where you're going to lose, you know. I think that's what these couple verses talking about right here. What do you guys think?
But I think you're right on track. Another way of just picking on these verses is when it talks about in verse 9, it says, "Let thou give thy honor unto others in thy years and unto the cruel." What is it saying? It's saying if you are involved with a person that's not the person that God wants you to be with, you know, an adulterous relationship or any kind of relationship, what happens is, you know, all the energy and time and, you know, all the male virile and stamina that you need to sustain your relationship, you're giving it to someone else. You know, so later on in life, when you hitting 60 and 70, you know, you don't have anything left. You don't have anything in your tank, 50, 60, 70, and you drag it because you, or sometimes even early, you know, in your 40s or whatever, 30s or 40s. If you start off going strong, you know, as a teenager, by the time you get your 30s, 40s, 50s or whatever, then what happens is that drive or that stamina or whatever it was to stay with your wife, she's looking at you now, and you like, "Well, you know, I ran strong in my teenage years and my early 20s. Now, you know, I don't have anything left in the tank." And so it's saying that, you know, sometimes they call these older women cougars. You know, the cougar will come and, you know, she'll manipulate the young man, and then when he gets into a relationship with someone that, you know, God wants him to be with, he's already gave all his energy and his stamina to the cougar, and she just was using and abusing him. So she took and stole you know, your future with the one that you're supposed to be with. So you got to be careful what kind of relationships you get in, starting early for all through your life, because that's not the person that God wants you to be with. Don't give them that energy. Don't give them that what you should have throughout your life with the person that God wants you to be with.
Amen.
Watch out for the comments.
Brother Mike, you got any comments here?
I agree with you guys. And I think sometimes a lot of times where your home is, where your family is, or in relationships, people try to have that boundary of you trying to have the relationship with your woman, you're trying to keep your friendships and things of that nature. And it's all well and good, but you have to understand too that, you know, some of your friends turn into some of your worst enemies, and it's all right to kind of, you know, when you're in your home, that's where your wife and should be. And sometimes it's okay not to let your friends all the way into that, you know. And because you bring that in or you bring negativity into your home, things just happen. And so, you know, it's a boundary. I think it's a fine line that when you're into a relationship, you're trying to grow relationships. Like I said earlier, it's okay, like, for that woman to become your friend and have that as your friend. But when you're out there trying to live both sides of the fence, it just doesn't work. You know, when you get into a relationship, your life changes, and it's not going to be the same. And you have, and because such men or women, you know, we have to understand that. You know, you can't hang out with your boys like you used to. You can't do the things that you used to do because it won't sustain a great relationship. That's what you're looking for. So a lot of times in life, people just don't know how to balance that change. And your friends can't accept that change as well. So they think oh, you're this and you're that now because you don't found somebody that you like and you don't hang with them. Now they, you know, they kind of dog you behind your back. But you know, that's okay. That's what you're looking for. So, but I'm agreeing with everybody saying it's a good topic today.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. Speaking back on a conversation that me and my coworkers are having early on this week, you know, it was about how, you know, sometimes nowadays people get in certain situations, certain relationships, really, and just because, you know, they're the man and everything, you know, they try to make everything work. And I think that, you know, sometimes with you know, try to make things work, and after, you know, all the signs are there that, you know, it's not going to work, you know, you try to make it work, try and manage everything, you know. But he was like, you know, you being young, he's like, don't force it. You know, if you force something to happen, and you know, and like you guys were saying, you know, it might not be God's will for you, but, you know, you want to make it happen on your own terms, and it's not, you know, what it's supposed to be in God's will, you're basically just wasting your time, like you were saying. You know, and definitely, time is very precious. And, you know, that definitely takes, you know, first in relationships, you know, you got to invest that time. Like Mike was saying, you know, if you don't invest your time, then, you know, you just can't do the same things that you used to be doing all the time. You know, that time that you invest in somebody, you know, when you get ready for that breakup point, you know, you're like, man, I just wasted 2 years of my life. I just wasted a year of my life with this girl. And it didn't work out, you know, all the money and stuff you invested. But the signs might be there, you know, and you just want to make it work. You know, I'm sorry, I'm going to do this. But, you know, at least from my point of view, you know, being young, it's like, doesn't really have to be rushed. Don't force it. That's the way I look at it. So I'm going to move on to the next couple verses here. It says, at the end of your life, you will groan when your flesh and body are spent. You will say, how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I would not obey my teachers or turn my ear to my instructors, and I was soon in serious trouble in the assembly of God's people. I think this definitely talks about the day and age. Like, you know, certain people that hold certain positions in the church, or at least, you know, have certain titles in the church, at least in his last verse, at least, people hold him to a different standard, and they're supposed to be the people that you look up to. So, you know, also has great tailgate off of what you were saying earlier about, you know, later on in your life, you know, if you start early, when you get old, you know, it says your body will be spent. You know, our bodies definitely are physical. They're not going to last forever. We're not immortal. So, you know, definitely got to take care of your body and keep everything up. That's the way I'm looking at these words. What you guys think in closing?
I didn't hear your last statement.
No, I'm saying, what do you guys think in closing?
Oh, I just think that the wisdom that the Bible gives is always going to play out. Like you were saying, sometimes it takes time, and we just have to learn to say, okay, this is what the Bible says. I might not be feeling it right now, and I might not see it right now, but in the end, this is going to be the best thing for me. You know, I hang with a group of people that are going to hold you accountable, to look out for you, to say, hey, you know, keep listening to what the Word says. Keep doing what the Word says. In the end, it's going to be all right. But if you don't, you'll go some places you don't want to go. You'll go have to do some things you don't want to do, you know, as far as females, as far as relationships, as far as your job, as far as dealing with the community. If you step back and say, okay, let me just scope what God has for me to do, and I'll do it this way, even though it's not popular, even though I'm not feeling it, even though it just doesn't seem right now, I know in the end this is going to work out for me. That's the biggest thing to take away from this is giving you good instruction. And, you know, it's the old saying, you can, you know, lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And, you know, it's the same thing with the Word of God. We can listen to it, we can read it, we can talk about it. But at the end of the day, we got to make it a practical application. And, you know, dealing with these areas we covered, we just got to learn to follow the instructions of the Word. Don't take it as criticism or instruction that's going to hurt us. So look at it as something that's going to help us.
Amen, Brother Mike. You got anything else you want to say?
Just that, you know, that last part was great, you know, and I think that, you know, you know, all of us do have to, you know, just accept, you know, what God has got for us, and quit trying to fight it and do things on our own, and, you know, just have faith. And at the end, you know, He'll take us to where we need to be, in regards to everything. So that's what I think.
And then definitely sums up everything here, you know, talking about relationships, tongues, being wise in what we do here on earth, and just making the right decisions for what God has for us. You know, He definitely will do this. He definitely set everything up in front of you. It's, you know, it's up to you to make that choice at the end of the day, what you want to do here. So I'm going to close this out with a word of prayer, and that'll be it for the first word. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thanks for giving us this word today. I pray that everybody on the line took something away from it. Pray you just keep us throughout the week. Bring us back here again next Sunday so we can continue to read your word and learn more about you. And pray you just bless everybody today in the service. Pray that everything goes well. Pray that something said that can also affect us there. And Jesus, now pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, until next week. The first word.